it's estimated that 1 in 7 women will experience depression during or after pregnancy. Experts are pushing for more screening and more therapy recommendations for expectant mothers. Our next guest says the attention to things like postpartum depression is important and it's needed, and that we need to look at the mental health of new fathers, too. Tova Walsh is an assistant professor of social work and an affiliate of the Center for Child and Family Well-Being and the Institute for Research on Poverty at UW-Madison. She contributed to the recently published paper, A Call to Action, Screening Fathers for Perinatal Depression. Tova, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, before we get to the dads, it does seem like there's more attention to depression during and after pregnancy. Still more to learn, though. Talk about the more recent focus on mental health for moms.
So there's been an increased focus on attending to perinatal mental health in moms, including a call from the American Academy of Pediatrics for pediatric providers to get involved in screening moms. And they're recommending that providers screen moms at multiple time points throughout the infant's first year. A couple of other groups have also issued recommendations, and so there seems to be a real consensus among medical professionals that it's really important that we be focusing in this area, and I agree with that call.
And it's important for the moms, also important for the kids, right? A depressed mom, and we'll get to those dads in a minute, a depressed mom, if she gets treatment, it's going to help the kid.
That's right. So what the research shows is that obviously, you know, caring for moms is really important in its own right in terms of mom's well-being, but also that child outcomes are really impacted by maternal depression. And so anything that folks like pediatric providers can do to support moms in getting treatment they might need is really to the benefit of children and families as well as mothers themselves.
Now, I've heard a lot less about dads soon after childbirth, new dads with a new kid in the house. What do we know, if anything, from the research out there when it comes to things like depression among new fathers?
Well, there's a lot less research on depression among new dads compared to new moms, but there is a substantial, you know, substantially growing body of research. So we're really starting to get a clear pattern to the findings, which is that dads struggle too around the birth of a new baby. And, you know, I think it makes a lot of sense when we think about the variety of changes that parents and families go through when welcoming a new baby. Many of those changes are relevant to dads as well. So thinking about, you know, all of the adjustments in terms of balancing work and family obligations, thinking about changes in the relationship between parents and just the, along with the excitement, kind of all the stress that comes along with sleep deprivation and taking care of a new baby and trying to figure out how to, you know, keep up with things that are important to you while also being a caregiver. You know, many of those things are experienced by all new parents. And so it makes a lot of sense intuitively, I think, what we're finding in the research, which is that new dads are at higher risk for depression compared to men who are non-fathers.
And that's, I guess, an important lesson for men and women with new kids. I guess I always assumed a big part of postpartum depression for the mom was this huge physical event that they had just been through for 9 months plus recovery time. But there's more to it than that. These other factors, it's a big life change that they're going through, too.
That's right. So the biological changes are a piece of it. And then there's also all of the kind of social and environmental factors that go into it. And so for fathers as well as for mothers, you know, a whole lot of changes. And some of the risk factors are similar. So for fathers, like for mothers, when they experience less social support, when they are struggling in the relationship with their partner, if they have a history, a personal history or family history of depression, all of those things are risk factors for depression around the birth of a new baby.
Talking to Tova Walsh from UW-Madison Center for Child and Family Well-Being, assistant professor of social work as well, looking at depression among new parents, how to treat it, and why dads should be part of the picture too. Tova, you just mentioned some of the causes might be the same for men and women with a new kid in the house. Does it look the same, though, or does it manifest similarly between men and women?
So we're seeing some differences. So some of the symptoms, you know, that parents present with are similar. So things like, you know, depressed mood, feeling sad a lot, struggle to enjoy and engage in activities that used to be things that the parent enjoyed. Those are common across mothers and fathers. But one thing that is can be different in dads is that they're more likely than moms to do what's called masking their symptoms by engaging in behaviors that are avoidant or numbing. So things like spending more time at work, things like increased substance and alcohol use can also be symptoms of depression. And it's important for us to keep an eye out for those in the lives of new dads, since we may not be used to thinking about those as symptoms of depression.
If we're going to start thinking about dads and depression with a newborn in the house, from the healthcare community, what kind of things do you think would need to change to, I guess, screen for this, part one, and then treat it?
Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, it's really wonderful that there's this momentum around screening for moms in pediatrics. And I think there's opportunity for pediatricians to be involved in screening dads, too. So we have research that shows dads are increasingly likely to be showing up at well child visits throughout the baby's first year. And those visits are opportunities to screen dads. And so by checking in with dads, by asking them similar questions to those that we're asking moms in terms of how they're feeling and how they're doing in this stressful transition period, that's an opportunity to recognize depression. And then the next step is getting dads connected to treatment. So at that point, it's thinking about who are the referral sources in the community for therapy, whether a dad might need support with his parenting, if one of the things going along with his depression is struggles with bonding with his baby. But so pediatricians, I think, have a key role to play in identification, and then it's going to, we're going to need participation from all kinds of health and other professionals to provide the support that dads might need to cope with the depression that they're experiencing.
Now, Toa, there's historically stigma surrounding mental health problems, depression included in that. Plus, this is a very sensitive time of life for a new parent. Do you think that there could be pushback here, parents resisting being screened or treated for depression, given those two facts?
I think you're right. I think that's a reasonable concern to have. And I think one way of getting out in front of that is to be doing more in terms of public education. So having conversations like this to try and normalize and make it clear that, in fact, this is a common problem. So it's not a reflection on an individual not being able to cope well, that this is something that, in fact, there's a pattern to this in new parents, both mothers and fathers. It's a time of vulnerability when you're having a new baby. So some normalizing is really significant. And I think prenatal providers as well as pediatricians can be part of that normalizing by speaking with parents and helping them to anticipate the possibility of depression in both mothers and fathers so that people are kind of ready to recognize if they themselves or their partner is struggling, and to know that they can ask for help and that there is help out there that could make a difference for them.
Well, there's a question. Is there help out there? Do we have enough access to the kind of mental health care that at least some of these moms and dads might need?
So I think we need, I think we need more access to the kind of help that both mothers and fathers might need. And the kind of access varies, varies in different communities, varies depending on the resources available to the family. So another piece of this is thinking about what resources are available and really building capacity so that we're ready to respond when we identify depression.
You mentioned at the outset there that we have some research on dads and depression, but not as much as we need. What kind of research do you want to see happening out there?
Well, for one thing, for the most part, when we are screening dads for postpartum postnatal depression, often what we're doing is using measures that were developed for new moms. And so those measures may or may not be really well suited to assessing and documenting symptoms that fathers are experiencing. So we have more work that's needed in terms of figuring out the best ways of screening. We also need more research to understand the patterns and progression of paternal depression, and to understand impacts on children and families. So there is, a growing body of work that's showing impacts not only in the short term, but even children across childhood and into adolescence who grow up with a father who is depressed in the early years. We see that there is a lasting impact on their well-being. And so understanding in that longer term what the impact is, I think, part of establishing the kind of, energy and commitment that we need to intervening early.
In our last few moments, Tova, it sounds like a message for the new parents out there. If they're feeling these signs and symptoms of depression, is that they're not alone. Other people have experienced similar problems, and maybe there's a road to getting through it.
That's right. So absolutely, other parents have experienced similar problems. And I think, you know, along with that, the message to new parents is, you know, that it's normal and that all parents, you know, have ups and downs with new parenthood. But if you are experiencing, you know, depressed mood or increased irritability, symptoms that really last and detract from your ability to enjoy your new baby and kind of carry out your usual daily activities, then it's time to seek help. And that your own healthcare provider or your child's healthcare provider could be a go-to person for getting connected.
Tova, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Tova Walsh from UW-Madison, co-author of a new paper called A Call to Action, Screening Fathers for Perinatal Depression.